This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for His mercy that He allowed all of us to be here today with one very noble intention to seek Allah's blessing and pleasure by seeking the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Alameen. May the blessing and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all the prophets, the family of the prophet, the companions of the prophets, and the followers of the prophet, especially the seeker of knowledge, student of knowledge, as talib ilm. Before I continue my short tazkirah reminder, allow me to say thanks to the chairman, Brother Abdul Aziz from Nigeria, your group leader of IOU Malaysia, Abang Sufri Mahmud, and all the organizing committee of this gathering today. Now, brothers and sisters, you have been exposed to a lot of information about IOU. What I like to remind myself and to all the students of knowledge, as fellow Muslim, male and female, is that we all are aware that seeking knowledge is an obligation, it's not just optional upon all Muslim, male and female. And in Islam, there is no end in seeking knowledge. There's no limit in seeking the knowledge of Allah. It's not like the worldly knowledge, there is an end. After PhD 1, PhD 2, PhD 3, I think it's okay. You don't have to further your study anymore. But seeking the knowledge of Islam is from cradle to grave. Min al mahdi ila al lahdi. Now, one important factor that every student of knowledge must have, number one, is the first adab of seeking knowledge. The first adab in seeking knowledge is our intention. Why? Why do you want to seek knowledge? Of course, as a Muslim, we have commit ourselves from the day we start to perform our prayer. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya وَمَمَّاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is what we say to Allah. Indeed, all my prayer, all my sacrifices, to seek knowledge, you must prepare to sacrifice. Without sacrifice, you cannot gain knowledge. Time, money. Then, our living, what we do in our life, we have time for our body, we have time for our mind. The food of the body is normal food that is halal. The food of the mind is the right knowledge. The food of the soul is our prayer towards Allah, our iman. So without these three, you are not considered as a balanced ummah. A balanced ummah is a ummah who have these three combined together: body, mind, and soul. They're known as BMS. All organic shops have this sign. BMS. So that you eat the right food, have the right nutrition. When your body is healthy, you can think positively. And may Allah give you the right spirit, inshallah. Now, brothers and sisters, after you have the right intention, yeah, wa nusuki, wa mahyaya, wa mamati, you make sure that you do not just seek knowledge for the sake of knowledge. Because we do been exposed to the verses of Allah, that Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Kabura maqtan indallah an taqulu ma la taf'alun. Allah did ask us and warn us, you who believe in Allah, why do you like to say something that you yourself do not do it? Now, who are the one who like to talk a lot? Who are the speaker? Who are the lecturer? Are people of knowledge? People who don't have knowledge, they can't talk a lot. But if you have knowledge, for the sake of knowledge, you are a good orator, you are a good speaker, a lecturer. But in the same time, you yourself have no intention to implement what you say. There is a proverb here, local saying, cakap tak seperti bikin. If you are a person who have knowledge but without the intention to implement your knowledge, Allah in return is saying, kabura maqtan indallah. Allah is saying that he curses people who have knowledge but they themselves do not implement the knowledge that Allah have given them. Knowledge is amanah. Knowledge will make you a better person. And that's why Allah did ask us, hal yastawi allazina ya'lamun wallazina la ya'lamun. Is there a difference between a person who learn, a person who have knowledge, and a person who do not have knowledge? There should be a very big difference between these two groups of people. Whatever you do with knowledge, you feel different when a person who do something without knowledge. You pray salah with knowledge, understanding. It's very different from just a person who are worshipping Allah, but they don't feel anything. You read the Quran with knowledge and understanding, you are sure to feel different with compared to people who just read the Quran with beautiful voices, with tajweed, but they know nothing. So this is very important. You must make sure that after you have the right intention, and if you want to know whether your intention is correct or not. Everybody say, yeah, I'm here for the sake of Allah. Everybody can say, sincerely, yeah, for the sake of Allah. Lillahi ta'ala, lillahi ta'ala. This is just lip service, words. But there must be some sign. If you say, I'm sincere in seeking knowledge of Allah, then that sincerity will follow up with action. I'm going to be different because now I have knowledge, so I must behave like people of knowledge. No more like other people who do not attend classes, who do not seek knowledge. And this is the most important part in Islam. Today you have a lot of scholars. When they speak, MashaAllah. But after that, only Allah knows. They themselves do not do. So, what do you think the student of knowledge can benefit from this kind of people? All great scholars before, how do they seek knowledge? They had to travel miles after miles, hundreds of miles sometimes, to seek knowledge. Today, IOU is coming to you. At your own comfort, with your aircon room, anywhere you are, Alhamdulillah, it's a ni'mah, it's a blessing. But again, like some of the brother who's sharing some of the experience, good things do not come easily. Anything come easy will leave you also very easily. Everything that you get is so easy, you don't value it anymore. That's why a hadith in the time of the Prophet, in the time of the companion of the Prophet, the tabi'in is so valuable. Today, you just spend 20 ringgit, you have 100 of hadith, and not even one you memorize. Why? Because you really don't understand how to value the knowledge today. You don't have intention to implement the knowledge. You just listen, okay, good, alhamdulillah. After that, attend another class again, okay, alhamdulillah. So after you have your diploma or degree, so what are you going to do with the knowledge, with the paper? Yeah, you may hang it up. Show the people that I have gone through this, I've gone through that. You think Allah will question you about your degree, your paper in the day of judgment? The paper have no value. But what is in your heart? When you understand the knowledge, alhamdulillah, I believe that IOU is here to make it easier. Because what you can learn from IOU, I believe so, because the founder is my colleague, Dr. Bilal Philip. We were together in Medina. We have gone through many good times together, hard times together. Alhamdulillah, he has spent a lot of his time trying to come up with a system, yeah, so that whatever knowledge that Allah have given him, he can share it with the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, Allah have make it easy for him. Yeah. But one important thing, that when we were learning before, we have been blessed because we have the Mashaykh with us. We don't have all this internet yet. No Wi-Fi, WhatsApp. No, you don't have that. We are all very manual people. But alhamdulillah, that is the best way of seeking knowledge. You move with the Mashaykh, learn from them, listen to what they say, so that whatever they say will penetrate to your heart. Thing that you don't understand, you have the right to ask them on the spot, and they make it crystal clear to you. And now you have understood the message very clear. And the next thing, they are there to monitor and supervise that you are acting upon the knowledge. Like how the Prophet and the companions of the Prophet educate themselves. Not only giving them knowledge, there is tarbiyah, but tarbiyah rabbani. They are there to monitor, to supervise, to make sure that you implement the knowledge that you have learned. This is the next level. But learning through internet is one of the way to attain knowledge, the foundation. But of course, in the future, you move to the next level. Get close to the scholars. Yeah. Spend time with the scholars. You have the talaqqi system. You have the halaqa, where you can see the scholar and you can see what they do now. That's why in the hadith of the Prophet, you come across three type of saying. A companion will say, Qala Rasulullah. Another companion will say, Ra'aytu Rasulullah. Another companion will say, Sami'tu Rasulullah. Why there are difference in the beginning? Why Qala? Why Sami'tu? Why Ra'aytu? Means there are time that the companion is not there with the Prophet, but other companion was with the Prophet, and they convey the saying of the Prophet to this companion. So this companion cannot say, I heard from the Prophet. Because he was not there. He said that somebody conveyed to me that the Prophet said So. That's why you just call it Rasulullah. But if, like the hadith of Innamal A'malu bin Niyat, the first hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Umar ibn Khattab, Amirul Mu'minin, said, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu yaqul, Innamal A'malu bin Niyat. I heard the Prophet say, this is to tell us that when the Prophet was quoting this saying, Umar was there. He was there listening, yeah, to the Prophet saying. That's why he said, Sami'tu. Not a third party. He was present. Like today, you are here, whatever you say, you can say, I heard Sheikh Hussein say that. But if you're not here, you say, I heard, then you are lying. You're not telling the truth. You're not sincere. You have no adab. Then, the Sahaba will say it again, Ra'aitu Rasulullah, meaning, the Prophet never say anything. He was taking his ablution, just action, and some companion was looking at his movement, and then they follow him. And then when they explained to other companion, he said, I saw the Prophet make his wudu in this way, and that's why I'm doing it. So the Sahaba learned from the Prophet from three methods. From his action, from his saying, and also from someone else who conveyed the message to them. This is just an example. Today we don't have a lot of scholars who are close to you. Even they are, but you are not close to them. There is also another problem. So today I always talk to my other student. The well is searching for the pail. It should be the pail moving towards the well. Now the scholar is coming to the student of knowledge. And the student of knowledge still do not value the sacrifice of the scholar. That is one of the biggest issues we are facing. We do not know how to value the knowledge that has been shared to you. Now before I continue again, I'd like to bring all of you back to knowledge. IOU is about knowledge. Knowledge is an obligation. But again, brother and sister, if I say go to the bookshop, go and buy any books and read. Can you attain knowledge from the book? What do you say? Can you? Yes, of course, you cannot say no. Yes, you can get some information from the book. But you must remember there's so many books. The book is correct. If the book is authentic, the book is okay. But the problem is when you read the book, your understanding toward the knowledge in the book may not be correct. It's not that the book is not correct. The hadith is authentic. But your way of understanding that particular hadith is not correct. And that's why you need a teacher to guide you. Very important. This is why we have student of knowledge and teachers. Like IOU, they have a team of scholars who is there to try to coach you. If you don't understand, don't ever feel shy to ask. Because it is the command from Allah, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلِ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Think that you do not know. Be humble, be sincere to yourself and ask. Even asking the teacher, you must have adab. Even when you want to ask the teacher about something, you must have adab. This is what lacking among the student of knowledge today. They learn a bit, now they don't have to ask anymore. They thought that they understand everything, so they become a big sheikh. Yeah. So there we all become mufti now. We can give fatwa. That is also very dangerous. But inshallah, with the right knowledge. Now, when you talk about knowledge, I believe IOU do not just give you knowledge. You know, when you talk about knowledge, brothers and sisters, there are two types of knowledge. And the Prophet even asked us, as students of knowledge, when you seek knowledge, ask Allah. Say to Allah, Allahumma zidni ilman nafi'a wa a'udzu bika min ilm la yanfa. I don't know whether any of the students of knowledge today recite this dua before they seek knowledge. I do not know. But we were taught before to ask Allah for guidance. Oh Allah, increase in me knowledge that benefit me. Not just any knowledge. And I seek refuge in you, oh Allah, from seeking knowledge that do not benefit me. If that knowledge make you arrogant, you know that is not a good knowledge. If the knowledge make you become judgmental, that is not a good knowledge. True knowledge will make you more humble, down to earth, more simple. You become more simple person, easy to approach to. You're not judgmental because you're not here to judge anybody. Nobody is perfect. Knowledge will tell you nobody is perfect except Allah. Now, I also believe why we want to encourage a lot of good students of knowledge to go into IOU program. Because the knowledge that was provided in IOU is pure knowledge. Not just a knowledge, but a pure knowledge. We must understand the concept of knowledge. Today, you can go to any kind of institution of higher learning. You say, I'm seeking knowledge. I'm seeking knowledge. You read any book, I'm reading about something to get knowledge. No. Pure knowledge that Allah and the Prophet want us to seek is the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is pure knowledge. Knowledge that will sure to lead you to the straight path from this life to the next. Knowledge that we have been asking Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim in dunya ila al-akhirah. Sirat mustaqim. And this pure knowledge will never change from the time it was revealed until today. The word of Allah will never change. My saying, your saying, what the majority said, what scholars said, is opinions. What Allah said is pure knowledge. It's true, nothing but the truth. What the Prophet said is pure knowledge because he was guided by Allah, not like all of us. We are guided by our desire. That's why Allah said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never say anything through his desire. Hawa, no. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Except what was revealed to him. But we have a lot of desire. I feel, I think, my opinion, qil wa qal. That's why we're very confused. The Prophet said, follow Quran and Sunnah. We want to follow so many books. So you have one group of Muslims, just hold on two books, Quran and Sunnah. You have another group of Muslims, he followed 10 books. So which one do you want to follow now? At the end of the day, you can read any books, no problem. But The reference only to Quran and Sunnah. Other just a reading book. Read. Get some opinion from here, opinion from there, ideas, no problem. But your final reference is the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is very important. Brothers and sisters and the student of knowledge, it's really a blessing to see all of you today. Now, when you look into knowledge again, you know what Allah said in the Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. There are a group of people who only want success in this life. So they spend their time to seek the knowledge of the world. The knowledge of dunya. They become engineer, psychologist, scientist, doctor, just name it. Very successful person in this life. Because that's what they want. They ask Allah for that. And Allah gave it to them. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةَ مِنْ خَلَقٍ. Nothing for them in the day of judgment. In the hereafter, zero. Because that's what they want. وَمِنْهُمْ. Now Allah is telling us about the second group. مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. The second group are those who are very wise. They say, oh Allah, give us success, happiness in this life, in this world, where we are living here for temporarily 80 years, 90 years. Maybe give you 100 if you like to live longer. I think after that we don't want to live until more than 100. We don't burden ourselves, not to burden other people. And then we also ask Allah, give us success and happiness in the next life. And save us from hell fire, from all the problems, the fitna in this life and the hereafter. This is the best ummah, the balanced ummah. You want to seek the knowledge of the world because you want to be happy and success in this life. That also you must have knowledge. Islam never said that just look for the knowledge of Akhirah and forget the world. No. There's a saying, not on the base on the authentic hadith, just saying from some scholars. Man arada dunya fa alayhi bi ilmi dunya. Whoever wants success in this life, he must have the knowledge of this world. Waman arada al akhirah fa alayhi bi ilmi. Whoever wants success in the next life, they must have the knowledge of the next life. Waman arada huma fa alayhi bi ilmi. And whoever wants both to be successful, you must have the both knowledge. So that's why you are here. I don't have to teach all of you about dunya. I think you know better. You know where to eat, what to drink, what to dress, what to buy. You know better. Maybe you have go shopping more than us. But when come to akhirah, you must be selective. You must know who to seek the right knowledge. You must know what kind of book that you want to pick up in the bookstore. Not only look at the cover so beautiful, you must know the author. Who wrote this book? If this book is written by people who don't follow the Quran and Sunnah, then you know you will not be guided to the Quran and Sunnah. So it is very important to have that basic knowledge so that you will be guided, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we all are aware that if you go back to the Islamic history, Muslims have contributed a lot in science, math and culture. But what happened to the Muslim today? Because we ourselves create fitna to ourselves. We forget to balance up, you know, our life. But it's also important, nothing is too late. We know that technology is developing and it is ongoing thing. Every time technology is going to change. I always said, whatever IT that you use today or 10 years to come, please don't forget to be guided by the first IT. IT today must be guided by the IT before. Do you have IT in the time of the Prophet? Do you have IT? Sisters, can you share with me? Do you have IT in the time of the Prophet? What do you say? What do you say, sister? The brother seems to know, but I want to ask the sister. If the brother don't know, I'll ask the brother. But the brother seems to know, so I don't ask them. Yes, sister. Oh, that's the most important thing. Why and how the generation and time have become so successful? What IT do they have? From a pagan society, they turned out to be a civilized society. Nation of adab, of value. It because of the first IT. Iman and taqwa. That is the most important IT. IT today, we know what is happening to all of us. It really corrupts us. Waste a lot of time. Destroy the family ties. Husband and wife do not talk with each other anymore because of IT. Can you imagine? Children don't talk to the parents anymore. IT. They have their PlayStation now. They don't want to play with you anymore. No time. Can you imagine what is happening? Every one of us, you go to the office, you go to anywhere, everybody, police, busy with their phone. How can you be alert about the bad guy? The bad guy, they are very alert. But you, IT, information, technology. Oh, this is a killer. It's really a killer. Last time, inshallah, you can sleep so well, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., alhamdulillah. And now there is a time the IT is working very actively. After one program, another program come up. Look at your phone, only you know what is happening to us. And just a small thing, it controls our whole life today. One after one, you have so much problems. I don't even remember all this program. Even it's in my handphone. Because we don't have time to entertain all this. But all of us spend a lot of time to do all these things. This IT is very, very destructive. Of course, we know that Islam does not oppose modern invention that can benefit the Ummah. Yeah, you can use the IT, like that's why IOU is there. Also use another approach through IT to reach out to the public. Those who can't travel that far, knowledge is coming to you. But we need to sacrifice a bit. We know that the information I got that the IOU student, you have more than 1,000 plus. Just in Klang Valley, you may have 600 plus of them. So that when we organize this awareness gathering, then you can see how many turns up. Why? Maybe because they don't come, they are following the IT again at home. They say, okay, no more, there is online. So I don't have to attend any classes, any gathering. I'll just stay home and open and I can follow the lecture now. Now, whether you follow or not, I do not know. Whether you are listening carefully or not, I also do not know. But you may say, yes, I was following your lecture just now. Maybe you're on for 5 minutes. After that, you do other things. But you said, yeah, I've been following. You are lying to yourself. And do you think you can understand just by listening without asking me? And without being around here? Because you must know when you are around the people of knowledge, they are special blessing. The Prophet ﷺ said the angel will spread out their wing and ask Allah for a special blessing for seeker of knowledge. So if you're at home, you don't have that blessing anymore. Not the angel will open the wing, the Satan will open his wing and give you the wrong idea, and you make your own judgment and conclusion. Oh, the Sheikh said like this. My understanding is like that. No. And you even make comment about the Sheikh who was saying something. Wow. That is good. Good for the Satan. This is very dangerous. This is very important for us to understand, brothers and sisters. Yeah. I did follow some of the experiences shared by the student of knowledge when I was inside the house. There's a speaker there. So I was listening all the way, alhamdulillah. Now, brothers and sisters, we know what is happening to the world today. So the foremost important thing, we must always be careful to know which website to go if you want to go to the website. Now you can even get university qualification from learning from the internet. You see, things have been so convenient today. There are online universities such as IOU, alhamdulillah, that offer diploma and bachelor degree just by learning online and seeking knowledge from your living room. Allahu Akbar. No disturbance. Don't have to talk to anybody. Just open everything on the switch and then you're on. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. But again, brothers and sisters, we don't really know how much you have learned. And we do not know the level of your understanding. That need to have a follow-up to get close to the scholars who are there to monitor you. It's just like you're learning how to pray, and then you pray. Now, who is there to look at you and observe your movement to check whether your praying is correct or not, whether your movement is correct or not, whether you have the tuma'nina or not? We do not know because we are not there. But when you're in an environment where the scholar is, like the time of the Prophet, when the Prophet was talking to his companion after he finished his prayer, a latecomer just walked in and he gave salam, the Prophet respond, and then he just went to a corner and performed his prayer. But while the Prophet was talking to his other companions, he was also looking at the movement of that companion. And after he finished his prayer, he came to the Prophet. The Prophet said, go and pray again. So he went. You know, the followers of the Prophet, the first generation, they're very faithful and loyal. When the Prophet said, pray, they pray again. Not like us. Pray. Why must I pray? I just finished my praying. What's wrong with my prayer? How you know that I have no khushu'? No. We may argue. But this companion just went and performed another. Yeah, the same prayer, he repeat. And then after he finished, he came to the Prophet again. The Prophet said, go and pray again. And he never argued until the third time. Now he's a bit confused. Something is wrong with my prayer. Then the Prophet stand up and show him. What went wrong is he do not have tuma'nina. That means every movement from one station to another station, you must really take a break, stop. Not like a spring, you know, like going for aerobic. You can learn Arabic, no problem. Yeah, but aerobic is different. Yeah? You keep on jumping non-stop. You know, but you can go for another kind, stretching. Stretch, stop for a while. And then move to another movement, stretch one, stop. There is a better one. Yeah. But what can we do sometimes? This morning also after my class, a brother came to me. What do you think? And I follow the imam. Each time, even I recite so fast, but the imam is faster than me. Maybe he used 4G and we 3G, He's a faster internet. He is always ahead of me. To the extent that I only can make my ruku after he raised up from ruku. Because he was so fast. I say, then there are two things that you must do. The imam also have problems sometimes. Sometimes the ma'mum also have their own problem. They take the sweet time to recite slowly. Cannot. Some imam are just too fast. I've seen some imam, you have seen in the YouTube also sometimes, 23 rakat, less than 15 minutes. 23 rakat, brother and sister, less than 15 minutes. How do you perform that prayer? I really can't imagine, but it's happening. The people who follow the imam were so happy. No. Kung Fu master also cannot follow that. I think if you put an animal there, the animal will faint also. If you finish everything clear, this is not praying, this praying. But what can you do? They say, oh, we are praying. Sunnah, no problem. And we know, brother and sister, learning today can be done so easy. Anytime, anywhere, and in any size of the classroom. It's no issue. Before our time, we are very jealous. When our share have a lot of students, we don't want to ask. When nobody is with them, then we start to get closer. We walk with him, hold his bag, carry his book, and then while walking, we talk to him. Yeah, sometimes you feel jealous, seeking knowledge also, there's some jealousy. But the right jealousy is okay. You just jealous because you see other people is so learned and you are so backward, you want to learn faster shortcut by getting close to the scholars. You know how we learned before? When I arrived in Saudi, in Medina, in 72, you know that university, may Allah shower His blessing to the Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, who was the director at that time. Student who is in the same class, they are like as young as me, in the team, and they are grandfather, who was in the same class. No age limit. They said, this is an institution of higher learning. It's open for everyone who have the interest to seek knowledge. No age limit. Allah. Today, you cannot get that kind of spirit anymore. And the teacher, Allahu Akbar, very committed. And each faculties, you have gate. You have your own gate and security. One Zohar come in, some student would just come out from one of the classroom and call Azan. And everyone will come out and perform Zohar prayer and into the classroom again and continue for the last class. No one is allowed to leave that area without praying Zohar. From the worker, the caretaker, the cleaner, the lecturer, the student, everybody must participate in the prayer. That is in Medina. In other area, when Azan come in, it's up to them whether they want to pray or not now. And somebody may be on the way out. Some lecturer also don't participate in the Jama'ah prayer, but not in our time in Medina. And when we are resting in our room, in the hostel, Asar Azan is on in the mosque, in the campus. Before Azan, 10-15 minutes, you have a caretaker will come to each room to wake up all the students. Salah, salah, salah. And if they caught you not praying Jama'ah for 3 times, they'll prepare your ticket and say, you're welcome to go home. Bye-bye. We don't want to waste your time, we don't waste our time. And we don't want to waste money to invest in you. Because you are given a free scholarship. You are here to learn the deen. Not just the deen, you must act upon the knowledge that you have attained. If you don't practice, you better go home. There's no room for any student of knowledge who don't have the intention to act upon his knowledge. Do you still have that kind of monitoring today? No. Everybody feels so free. It's up to me. At that point, no. It is part of the requirement of all student and lecturer and whoever work in that area. The gate will be closed from one faculty to another faculty. So you don't give excuses. Where can you get that kind of tarbiyah? Just an example, yeah, to show you the different spirits when people seek the right knowledge with the right spirit. Yeah. So what is happening today, brother and sister, by learning through the internet, online, through IOU example, no physical burden is going to take place on you so long as you are disciplined. Allocate the time to study and have internet access. Now, IOU advantage is the manhaj. That's why I said, because what is introduced to you in IOU, the right manhaj, the right aqidah, and the right ibadah. Following the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the most important thing in seeking knowledge. Without these two, it's a waste of time. Because you know where are you heading, you have no idea. The Prophet has reminded us, taraktu fikum amran lan tadillu bihi mata maqsatum bihi amran bainan kitabullah wa sunnatur rasul. There are only two things that are left behind. And if you hold fast to these two, you will never turn astray. Clear explanation and destruction. Amran bayinan. Nothing in the gray area. Everything is clear cut. The Quran is straightforward and the authentic hadith is straightforward. And whoever hold on these two, no one can turn you astray. But today the Muslim is so divided. Where Allah said, don't be divided. But we said, be divided is good, rahmah. You see, the hadith, ikhtilafi ummati hiya rahmah, is not true. It's la asla lahu. It's just a saying. And again, I believe all of you are aware that IOU was founded by Dr. Bilal Philip. We know who he is. He has been with us. Yeah? And what they also produce, the course also range from psychology to business administration to Islamic studies, offering diploma and bachelor's in science. So you can assess through IOU all year round, talking about price, is affordable, alhamdulillah. So there's no excuse that, oh, I cannot, no, it's too costly, I got to go to London, I got to go to US to study. No, you can stay at home. At kampung also, no problem. In your flat also, you can. There are no tuition fees for the student, if I'm not wrong. Is there any tuition fees for the student? Alhamdulillah. Making it accessible for anybody, anywhere to gain higher education. But again, brother and sister, before I open for my last part Q&A, we hope that inshallah we all will try our level best to benefit from IOU as much as you can by sharing this information with your loved one, guide them back to the teaching of Islam based on the Quran and Sunnah. And if you have more time, we have classes here every Saturday, every Sunday, very practical classes teaching you how to engage with the not yet Muslim and how to help the new brother and sister in Islam. This is another knowledge. This is a knowledge about the art of communication. You must have the art of communication, how to talk to people who are not yet Muslim. Especially when people want to be a Muslim in our center here, we do not just accept them. We want them to come with their family members, their father, their mother, their auntie, their uncle, their brother. They say, we want, if everybody can come, it makes us more happy. Why? Because we want to explain to the whole family what is Islam. They don't have to hide. It's time for them to be very open to their family members. Then they will gain the respect from the family. If you do things behind your parent will not respect you. They feel more hurt. Because in our country here, brother and sister, I do not know about Africa or Europe, but what I know is Asian, the Asian are very family oriented. Everything family. Family. And that's why when they go for food, also family. And then the boss will pay the bill. In Europe, they can have family for dinner outside, but when the bill comes, everybody pay their own bill. They are very self-conscious. I eat, I pay. You eat, you pay. Husband pay husband bill, wife pay wife's bill. So easy. So don't say that I have eaten something from you. No. I'm a free woman. You are a free man. You can do anything. But in our culture, it's different. Everything, if I invite you for dinner, it is a humiliation if you go and pay. But the Chinese have a better spirit. While you're eating, you eat with the Chinese, suddenly that guy will dissipate for a while. He say, I will go to the toilet. Then he go to the cashier and pay already. Suddenly when you want to pay, he say, it's paid already. Hey, who paid? Somebody have paid. Because they said, don't be stingy. Our value is different. So whenever you want to learn something that is good, you can. But if you want to learn more, we have more time. We have classes every Saturday at 11 until Zohor time. And every Sunday like today from Zohor, from 11 to Zohor time too. Yeah. These are extra knowledge that you can benefit, and this is reality. It's not just what is in the book. It is reality that we are exposed to our daily life. Brothers and sisters, again like what Brother Sufri was quoting, that the best among you are those who learn the Quran and teach others. I will share with you one saying of the Prophet also. Then the Prophet said from Imam Ahmad, Iqra'ul Quran, Iqra'ul Quran, wa'amalu bihi wala ta'qulu bihi. The Prophet said, read the Quran. After reading the Quran, you must act upon the Quran. But don't make use of the Quran to make money. Don't sell the Quran. But you are going to buy the Quran one. And if you buy, you have to sell. No problem. That is okay. But don't make a business. Because Allah will reward you more than what you can get. Can you imagine? The Prophet said, "Balighu anni walau ayah." Convey from me even one ayah. Quran is not just one ayah. If you can share it with other people, give it to, and they benefit from it, Allahu Akbar. The reward is amazing. It's from Allah Rabbul Alameen. لِكُلِّ حَسَنَ عَشْرُ أَمْثَلِهَا. And Allah said, every good deed that you engage in purely for the sake of Allah, I reward you 10 times more to 700 times. Who can give you that kind of reward? But we have problem, crisis of IT. The crisis of iman and taqwa. We don't seem to believe that we will be rewarded in the best form, because we don't see the reward now. If you can see the reward, if you come to seek a knowledge, you will reward 10 times, 10 ringgit. Each time you come for class, 10 ringgit. And if you spend more than an hour, then you get 100 ringgit. Do you think you'll come for the class? If you know praying Jumu'ah is $27 in the mosque, do you think you go and pray every Jumu'ah prayer? Each time you go, they give you 27 ringgit out. After that, you go again, they give you 27. Do you think you will go? I think we all will go. We don't have to work anymore. Our duty is to pray and pray and pray. So one day you pray 5 times a day, 5, 10, 10, 5, 10, 27. How much you get? 100 plus. Who don't want to go and get 100 plus, 100 over ringgit per day? Just by going to the mosque and pray, whether you pray properly or not, you get 27. So may Allah guide us, may Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help those who help themselves in seeking the right knowledge. And there's no excuses from all of us today to say, I have no time. I don't have the money to travel to Al Khadim Center. Fair enough. Now IOU is coming to you. So what are you going to say? Oh, I have no internet. Yeah, you ask Allah. That you got to talk to Allah now. When anything to do for Allah, you give so many excuses. When something you want to do for yourself, you find way. You make an effort to do what you want to do just to entertain your desire. Brother and sister, is there any Q&A? We are open for the next section, Q&A session. Fadfadal. Any question from the floor? In my class, I always offer the Q&A, number one, to the ladies. Because they say, ladies first. Fadal, sister. I can find a mic. Do you have a mic so that I can hear you properly? Fadal.
Assalamu alaikum, Ustaz. I would just like if you could just take a minute, or from IOU, if they can take a minute, just to make it clear for sisters how easy it is for the sisters. Because I heard how you can do it, you can study while you're a student. For mothers, sometimes it's really hard for us to study online. So if you're a wife, you're a mother, you have kids, you work, and I understand about making the schedule. But women will look at studying online a lot differently than men will, especially when it comes to doing our balance of our schedule. So I think it's important for the ladies to understand really how easy it could be for them to study online. So maybe Brother Sufri could enlighten a little bit more how the sisters could actually manage their time. Because, I mean, brothers say it, and that's easy for you, that's easy for you, is sometimes the first thing that a sister would think.
Na'am. Inshallah, later on, I'll pass it to Brother Sufri to share with all of you. We know that among the sister and the brother, especially mothers, who have children to look after, so the trial will be greater, I would say. Yeah, we cannot deny the truth that the sacrifice from the mother is always greater than the father. But anyhow, Brother Sufri will share with you all later on, inshallah. If you have any question that anybody want to ask me, Naam, Sister Fauzia. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, sister. I would like to, for you to explain to me and the rest of the group exactly what is the tabligh.
What is tabligh? Tabligh is came from the word balligh. Means a group of people who were focusing on how to convey the message of Islam. But the real tabligh, when the Prophet said, "Balligh anni walau ayah," the Prophet is telling his ummah to reach out to the not yet Muslim. But when you are talking to Muslim, normally you don't use the word tabligh, you don't use the word da'wah, you use other terms. There is nasiha, islah, and zikr. Quran said, وَزَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind each other. You are Muslim already, only you are not been practicing, so somebody must remind you. It's not that you are totally not yet Muslim, you don't know anything about Islam. You are Muslim, you are in now, so you don't have to invite them. You don't have to call them in. They are in already. You just have to remind them. Or islah, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum. All believers are like a family. You have to rectify. You rectify each other. Islah, you know, or nasiha means you give advice. Yeah. When the word, the real word of tabligh is to reach out to a not yet Muslim, to let bring them to Islam, tabligh and da'wah. But now today you have group called themselves the tablighi, means they were trained actually to reach out to fellow Muslim, to invite them back to the masjid. Yeah, I was with the tablighi for 4 years. When the Malay, not even 10 of them joined them. In the late 60s, I was with them already. Yeah, but now the group have grown so big, alhamdulillah. But it's important for them to be more focused. Yeah.
So it's got nothing at all to do with tariqat?
No. Some people may say this is another way. Tariqat means way. Yeah? But normally the group is a very mixed group. They are not so focused in aqidah. A lot of their ibadah, they always love to use weak hadith for Fadi al-Amal. Yeah? But they have a lot of good people inside, yes, yeah, who have been very committed. Yeah? But they are not so careful about the aqidah, to make sure that everybody have the right aqidah. So you have people who still commit shirk and everything is together. So may Allah help, you know, those who are sincere in doing something for the sake of Allah, inshallah.
Now,
any last question from the brothers? No.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Saad.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, brother. Now.
You said, ta'allamna al-Quran. And I heard that Umar said the same statement, ta'allamna al-Iman thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. First we learned Iman and then we learned Quran. So everywhere the Quran is being taught, but Iman is not being taught. And the value of Iman, which I heard from ulama, is that if you have one grain of Iman, that will get you a Jannah that will be 10 times bigger than this universe. So that is the value of one grain of Iman. So my point is that ta'allamna al-Iman, where is ta'allamna al-Iman? What do you will say about ta'allamna al-Iman?
Alhamdulillah. It's a very important question. We know that the Prophet ﷺ did say, لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. There's no hadith to say, لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْقُرْآنَ لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تَتَعَلَّمُوا الْقُرْآنَ. No. Yeah. The Prophet is saying, no one can enter paradise without Iman. Iman is a very valuable thing. But again, how can you have the right iman without going through the Quran? Like what Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah is telling in فَإِنْ آمَنُوا مِسْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدَهْتَدَوْا. Allah is telling us, if you believe, if your iman is like the iman of the early people, the prophet and the companions, then you can say you have a sound iman, you have the right iman. So today we have issues. We may read the Quran, by right the Quran will guide you to the right iman. But because you read the Quran without understanding, and then you don't relate the Quran with iman first, and that's why you find that, oh, Quran is Quran, nothing to do with iman. Give you an example. The first few ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim. Zalikal Kitab. La raiba fi hudallil muttaqin. Allazina yu'minuna bil ghaib wa yuqimuna as-salata mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Ila akhir ayah. What is this ayah talking about? About iman. How to have the right iman? First, you must believe in the book of Allah, that everything that Allah said is true. You must have that iman. You cannot have doubts anymore. If Allah says haram, haram, halal, halal, haq, haq, batil, batil, shirk, shirk, that's all. Without that, you do not know what is iman. Iman is not just how you feel. لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانِ لِتَمَنَّ وَلَكِنْ مَا وَقَرَ بِقَلْبِ وَصَدَقَ بِاللِّسَانِهِ وَعَمَلَهُ بِجَوَارِهِ. Iman is not how you just feel. Oh, I have iman, yes, alhamdulillah. No. But iman is something that comes from your heart, and then you will speak like a believer, and you think like a believer, and you act like a believer. I show you another last example of this. Talk about iman. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيع الله ورسوله لا يلقكم من أعمالكم شيئا إلى الآخرة. In the time of the prophet, you have a group of Arabs, not you and me. Arabs, the Bedouin, I mean, these are pure Arabs, came to the prophet and say, Ya Rasulullah, we believe in Allah. We have iman. Qul qalat al-a'rab amanna, we have believe in Allah. How can the prophet say that you have no iman? He can't make that comment because iman is in your heart. No one knows. But Allah revealed this ayah. Qul lam tu'minu, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said to this group of Arabs, you are not yet a believer. Walakin qulu aslamna. It is good for you to be humble and say, I am a Muslim. There's a difference between Islam and iman. Walamma yadkhulul iman fi qulubikum. When the iman enter your heart, iman is not this kupiah, no. Iman is not the chubba. Iman is not here. Allah is saying the iman is from the heart. When iman have entered your heart, what is the sign that the iman have entered to your heart? Allah said, wa in tuti Allaha wa rasul. Then the reaction that will come from you is you are ready to obey Allah and the Prophet's command. Each time when Allah says something and the Prophet says something, you will just answer, Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Finish. Today we hear, but okay, let me think it over. I'm not ready yet. I think Allah understand my situation. Oh, you give so many excuses. And you're talking about iman. Oh, I'm a iman, okay. Lastly, the Prophet also give us guidance. Show us some signs. Whether you have a sound iman or not yet, you can know when you have the right knowledge. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet said, "Man ahabba lillah, wa abghada lillah, wa a'ta lillah, wa mana'a lillah, faqad istakmala al-iman." The Prophet is saying that whoever loves what Allah loves, hates what Allah hates, give for the sake of Allah, withhold for the sake of Allah, indeed, he have a sound iman. But if you don't have this quality, then you know your iman is not that strong yet. Some iman is there. Need some repair work. You know, it's like the handphone. You know, sometimes a lot of disturbance. You know, you pause a few times already, so it's not that good. You must send for the repair shop now. When you have other problems, you quickly go for a repair. When your iman have problem, you don't repair your iman because you think, I'm okay. Iman is still okay. May Allah protect us, brother. What you say is very true, but again, it must be guided by the Quran. The only thing that we are facing, people read the Quran without understanding. They cannot relate with your iman. Yeah. So may Allah guide us, may Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. You still have one more? Two more, one, two, okay. Yes.
The virtues that are in the Fazail-e-Amal, the ahadith they have narrated, are the za'if one, the weak one. So I want to ask that if I tell someone that this is a chocolate, this chocolate is very sweet, it is sweeter than honey. It is not sweeter than honey, but it is sweet. I just want to give him that chocolate. So if I narrate such hadith, that is za'if even, but it is beautifying the Jannah. And it is beautifying the personality if you follow the Sunnah. Even if it is za'if, so, what problem that it has? Mm-hmm. Masail, okay. If masail it is za'if, that is dangerous. But if for fazail, I'm telling the Jannah, the woman of Jannah, their eyes are like Allah says, وَحُورٌ عَيْنٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ. If I have my own imagination, the eye would be big, and the white will be so white, the black will be so black. So I explain this in my own way, in my own imagination, okay, to attract people towards Jannah.
Okay.
So this is all za'if. So, is there anything wrong with this? I just want to add this.
Yes, Alhamdulillah. Anything with dunya, you can give your own expression. Anything with dunya, antum a'lamu bi umri dunyakum, the Prophet said. Yeah. It's up to you how you want to present it, you know, beautify it, dunya. You know, that's your right. But anything to do with ghaibiyah, you don't even have seen that and experienced it. Even Allah and the Prophet have informed us what is paradise. In paradise, no eye have seen, and the sound no ear have heard. So how can you try to imagine? You can just say what the Prophet said that is authentic. Don't go further. Why? Because you are trying to create something that do not exist sometimes. Now, hadith ta'if have two kind of things that you must understand. If the matan is da'if, then it's dangerous to share the hadith, because that means the content we are not sure whether it's from the Prophet or from someone else. But if the sanad, there is some people who are da'if, then you see whether it contradicts the authentic hadith or not. When it did not contradict, then you can still proceed with that. Sanad is different, and matan is different. When the matan, it contradicts even the sanad is correct, you cannot accept, and then something is wrong somewhere. So of course, there is another area for us to learn. But in general, anything to do with unseen, you cannot go further than what. Like when the Prophet was asked about ruh, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. What did the Prophet say? If he want to create his own imagination, he can if he want. He have no answer until Allah revealed this ayah. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. When the Prophet give them the answer, they just believe that what the Prophet said is so true. They just want to test the Prophet. So sometimes even we have good intention to express, to feel, to make express. But when you don't have anything authentic, don't go further than that. You'll be cut, yeah, by some people, and they'll say, you see, you are not telling the truth. You know, none of us have been there yet. We just believe what the Prophet said, what Allah said, Qura'ain, okay, alhamdulillah, Qura'ain. If you say the eye is so black, we also say so black, and so big, no problem. But if none, you don't imagine how big, how many meter. No, you cannot go in that direction anymore. The deeper you go, but like chocolate, okay, you can say no problem, because chocolate is dunya, you know. Even I say so sweet, but it's not sweeter than the honey, but maybe they got other honey that is not so sweet. So it's something very, yeah, very open for discussion. Jazakallah. Brothers, last one. Qul salam wa rahmatullah. Pass the mic to the brother here.
Is music and watching movies permissible in Islam?
Music and watching movies, is this permissible? What do you think, sister? Some sisters say no. How about the brothers? Okay, sometimes documentary, movie, you know, it's good. But in general, we are not going to say that you should cut off from the dunya. If you think that it can benefit you, then you can watch it. But if you think that it's not going to benefit you, you waste your time, then you don't want to waste your time, because time is amanah. Most of the movie today will show you that the Muslim are bad guy. No? How good they are still bad. No? Anything bad actor always resemble an Arab with some beard and so. The good one is always the other party. So if you keep on watching this movie, it really hurt you a lot. No? And sometimes there's a lot of dajjal in the movie. Twist and turn. What is right become wrong, what is wrong become right. Talking about music, we know that music hardens your heart. When you're so addicted to it, then it's not going to help you become a person who are closer to Allah. I love music when I was very young. When I'm not young, still love music. But different kind of music. Not the hard rock music. I don't like. I hate them. And I say, these are crazy, shouting, and then we don't even know what they're talking about. Last time, all the songs are so sentimental, relaxing. You know. But still, if anything to do with things that can make you forget Allah, it's good to stay away. Now I don't go for that anymore. Yeah, it's better because we have so many things to think. Yeah, that you waste of time listen to music. Yeah, listen to the ayat of the Quran. Listen to the advice from great scholar is always more beneficial. Alhamdulillah, I know we all love music. Yeah. The what? What? The movie? God of Egypt. Yeah, I mean, when we don't understand the values, we are not careful with what we are dealing with. Everything is open market. The door of hell is open, the door of paradise is open, so. They let you choose. وَحَدَيْنَهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ I show you two. If you want to go to hell, yalla. And go to paradise, you have to decide. This, wherever we go today, is a very confused environment. So, at the end of the day, we have to be responsible to our deen. This is our future, our life. Whatever people want to do, we cannot control. But we can control ourselves, at least. So, whoever wants to say anything, let them say. Whoever wants to do anything, let them do. But you just try to do what Allah like us to do. And stay away from what Allah forbid us, and may Allah guide us all, inshallah. Once again, brothers and sisters, thanks for your patience that you are here today to spend more than an hour with me. Yeah, maybe you are tired to listen. Yeah, but I'm not tired to be talking to you, you know. And you know, speaker is like that. When they start to talk, they do not know how to stop, you know, until Allah said stop. So may Allah bless us. And like I said again, we have activities that if you want to participate, you're welcome. And for those who have been joining online university, the IOU, please continue and try to be focused if possible. And for those who really give a lot of excuses, still tell them, share with them this good information so that they can learn also even without traveling to other area from home, so that may Allah make them a better Muslim through the right knowledge, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.